We're joined on the line by another member of the regional radio dream team. We're highlighting boys soccer now, and we'll join Perryville Pirates. His name is Austin Welk. He's a junior this year, one of the midfielders for the Perryville Pirates, as they had an impressive year this season. And Austin Welk, one of their key goal scorers and really all-around scorers this year. Austin, in your junior season, how did it feel to be kind of the guy most of the time leading your team forward when sometimes things weren't going well? You were there to pick them up at times. It seemed, at least looking at your stats, did it feel that way to you?
Yeah, I always just try to put in as much work as I could and help out my team just to get the win.
Did anything feel different to you in preparation for this year that led to, you know, the stats that you put up?
I just felt like I had to step up a little bit, losing some players and having injuries, so just wanted to help the team out, so...
Yeah, there were a couple of key players that left last year's team, but you certainly filled the role very well. 16 goals and 12 assists to lead your team in both categories, and you were first team all-conference as well. What about this season do you think you'll look back on and think, huh, that was pretty cool?
Just scoring a bunch of goals, to be honest. Had a good time with the team and putting up goals.
And it seems that you're growing with this group also. It's kind of a group that's starting to rise up, even though you lost some players last year. It's still a young group that can still continue to grow. Do you feel that way as you look forward to maybe years in the future?
Yeah, next year we have the exact team. We only had two seniors this year, and one of them got hurt. So it's going to be the same exact team next year, so we're looking forward to it.
That's cool. Austin, how long have you been playing soccer?
I've been playing since, like, first grade.
And I'm sure, do you play, like, with a club on the side when the school season's over? Do you just keep going with it year-round?
Yeah, I'd keep going. I played down in Cape, actually, for SMSC with the coach, Paul Nelson. Yeah, so.
What's been special about playing for Perryville over the last 3 years and the things that you're looking forward to just with, you know, your school program and what that's meant to you?
I just want to have success with the team and win a district title, to be honest. I still haven't gotten one yet, so.
What's really been one of the biggest things about earning Dream Team, having, you know, area coaches that, you know, sometimes you go and see some of these coaches up north and also in the Parkland area, and they recognize you and they voted you to this Dream Team. Does that make it a little bit extra special for you?
Oh, yeah, it feels good. It feels good just to see that there's only – 5 players on there too, so yep.
Yeah, a very select group. And what things do you want to look forward to in the rest of your high school career? What things do you want to try and improve on to get even better than where you are right now?
Just continuing to get better and helping out the team, winning some games. So that's all I'm looking forward to.
That's great, Austin. And I'm sure nobody gets to this point alone. I'm sure you've had a great support system also, some folks that have helped you out along the way. Is there anybody that you wanted to point out and thank for getting you to this point?
Yeah, just everyone. Like my other captain, Stanley Volansky, got Jake Unreiner, our keeper, Ty Bondissel, Dayton Stratman. We had a bunch of players that did good. Ethan Hadler, Hunter Pritchard, so...
That's great. Hey, thanks so much for joining us today, Austin. Again, congratulations on making the Dream Team, and we'll look forward to seeing you in the future.
All right, thank you.
That's Austin Welk of the Perryville Pirates, one of 5 Dream Teamers on the boys soccer category this year in the fall of 2018, joining us today on Regional Radio.